Audio Bible, Psalm 119. Blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep His testimonies and seek Him with all their heart. They do no iniquity, they walk in His ways. You have ordained your precepts, that we should keep them diligently. Oh, that my ways were committed to keeping your statutes! Then I would not be ashamed when I consider all your commandments. I will praise you with an upright heart when I learn your righteous judgments. I will keep your statutes. Do not utterly forsake me. How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. With all my heart I have sought you. Do not let me stray from your commandments. I have hidden your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I proclaim all the judgments of your mouth. I rejoice in the way of your testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and regard your ways. I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Deal bountifully with your servant, that I may live and keep your word. Open my eyes that I may see wondrous things from your law. I am a stranger on the earth. Do not hide your commandments from me. My soul is consumed with longing for your judgments at all times. You rebuke the arrogant, the cursed who stray from your commandments. Remove my scorn and contempt, for I have kept your testimonies. Though rulers sit and slander me, your servant meditates on your statutes. Your testimonies are indeed my delight. They are my counselors. My soul cleaves to the dust. Revive me according to your word. I recounted my ways, and you answered me. Teach me your statutes. Make clear to me the way of your precepts. Then I will meditate on your wonders. My soul melts with sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word. Remove me from the path of deceit, and graciously grant me your law. I have chosen the way of truth. I have set your ordinances before me. I cling to your testimonies, O Lord. Let me not be put to shame. I run in the path of your commandments, for you will enlarge my heart. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I will keep them to the end. Give me understanding, that I may obey your law, and follow it with all my heart. Direct me in the path of your commandments, for there I find delight. Turn my heart to your testimonies, and not to covetous gain. Turn my eyes away from worthless things. Revive me with your word. Establish your word to your servant, to produce reverence for you. Turn away the disgrace I dread, for your judgments are good. How I long for your precepts! Revive me in your righteousness. May your loving devotion come to me, O Lord. Your salvation, according to your promise. Then I can answer him who taunts, for I trust in your word. Never take your word of truth from my mouth, for I hope in your judgments. I will always obey your law forever and ever, and I will walk in freedom, for I have sought your precepts. I will speak of your testimonies before kings, and I will not be ashamed. I delight in your commandments because I love them. I lift up my hands to your commandments, which I love, and I meditate on your statutes. Remember your word to your servant, upon which you have given me hope. This is my comfort in affliction, that your promise has given me life. The arrogant utterly deride me, but I do not turn from your law. I remember your judgments of old, O Lord, and in them I find comfort. Rage has taken hold of me, because of the wicked who reject your law. Your statutes are songs to me in the house of my pilgrimage. In the night, O Lord, I remember your name, that I may keep your law. This is my practice, for I obey your precepts. The Lord is my portion. I have promised to keep your words. I have sought your face with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promise. I considered my ways, and turned my steps to your testimonies. I hurried without hesitating to keep your commandments. Though the ropes of the wicked bind me, I do not forget your law. At midnight I rise to give you thanks for your righteous judgments. I am a friend to all who fear you, and to those who keep your precepts. The earth is filled with your loving devotion, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. You are good to your servant, O Lord, according to your word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I believe in your commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. You are good, and you do what is good. Teach me your statutes. Though the arrogant have smeared me with lies, I keep your precepts with all my heart. Their hearts are callous and insensitive, but I delight in your law. It was good for me to be afflicted, that I might learn your statutes. The law from your mouth is more precious to me than thousands of pieces of gold and silver. Your hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding to learn your commandments. May those who fear you see me and rejoice, for I have hoped in your word. I know, O Lord, that your judgments are righteous, and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. May your loving devotion comfort me, I pray, according to your promise to your servant. May your compassion come to me, that I may live, for your law is my delight. May the arrogant be put to shame for subverting me with a lie. I will meditate on your precepts. May those who fear you turn to me, those who know your testimonies. May my heart be blameless in your statutes, that I may not be put to shame. My soul faints for your salvation. I wait for your word. My eyes fail, looking for your promise. I ask, when will you comfort me? Though I am like a wineskin dried up by smoke, I do not forget your statutes. How many days must your servant wait? When will you execute judgment on my persecutors? The arrogant have dug pits for me in violation of your law. All your commandments are faithful. I am persecuted without cause. Help me. They almost wiped me from the earth, but I have not forsaken your precepts. Revive me according to your loving devotion, that I may obey the testimony of your mouth. Your word, O Lord, is everlasting. It is firmly fixed in the heavens. Your faithfulness continues through all generations. You establish the earth, and it endures. Your ordinances stand to this day, for all things are servants to you. If your law had not been my delight, then I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have revived me. I am yours, save me, for I have sought your precepts. The wicked wait to destroy me, but I will ponder your testimonies. I have seen a limit to all perfection, but your commandment is without limit. Oh, how I love your law! All day long it is my meditation. Your commandments make me wiser than my enemies, for they are always with me. I have more insight than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I discern more than the elders, for I obey your precepts. I have kept my feet from every evil path, that I may keep your word. I have not departed from your ordinances, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey in my mouth. I gain understanding from your precepts, therefore I hate every false way. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have sworn and confirmed that I will keep your righteous judgments. I am severely afflicted, O Lord. Revive me through your word. Accept the free will offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me your judgments. I constantly take my life in my hands, yet I do not forget your law. The wicked have set a snare for me, but I have not strayed from your precepts. Your testimonies are my heritage forever, for they are the joy of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes, even to the very end. The double-minded I despise, but your law I love. You are my hiding place and my shield. I put my hope in your word. Depart from me, you evildoers, that I may obey the commandments of my God. Sustain me as you promised, that I may live. Let me not be ashamed of my hope. Uphold me, and I will be saved, that I may always regard your statutes. You reject all who stray from your statutes, for their deceitfulness is in vain. All the wicked on earth you discard like dross. Therefore I love your testimonies. My flesh trembles in awe of you. I stand in fear of your judgments. I have done what is just and right. Do not leave me to my oppressors. Ensure your servant's well-being. Do not let the arrogant oppress me. My eyes fail, looking for your salvation and for your righteous promise. Deal with your servant according to your loving devotion, and teach me your statutes. I am your servant. Give me understanding, that I may know your testimonies. It is time for the Lord to act, for they have broken your law. Therefore, I love your commandments more than gold, even the purest gold. Therefore, I admire all your precepts and hate every false way. Wonderful are your testimonies, therefore I obey them. The unfolding of your words gives light. It informs the simple. I open my mouth and pant, longing for your commandments. Turn to me and show me mercy, as you do to those who love your name. Order my steps in your word. Let no sin rule over me. Redeem me from the oppression of man, that I may keep your precepts. Make your face shine upon your servant, and teach me your statutes. My eyes shed streams of tears because your law is not obeyed. Righteous are you, O Lord, and upright are your judgments. The testimonies you have laid down are righteous and altogether faithful. My zeal has consumed me because my foes forget your words. Your promise is completely pure, therefore your servant loves it. I am lowly and despised, but I do not forget your precepts. Your righteousness is everlasting, and your law is true. Trouble and distress have found me, but your commandments are my delight. Your testimonies are righteous forever. Give me understanding, that I may live. I call with all my heart. Answer me, O Lord. I will obey your statutes. I call to you. Save me, that I may keep your testimonies. I rise before dawn and cry for help. In your word I have put my hope. My eyes anticipate the watches of night, that I may meditate on your word. Hear my voice, O Lord, according to your loving devotion. Give me life according to your justice. Those who follow after wickedness draw near. They are far from your law. You are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are true. Long ago I learned from your testimonies that you have established them forever. Look upon my affliction and rescue me, for I have not forgotten your law. Defend my cause and redeem me. Revive me according to your word. Salvation is far from the wicked, because they do not seek your statutes. Great are your mercies, O Lord. Revive me according to your ordinances. Though my persecutors and foes are many, I have not turned from your testimonies. I look on the faithless with loathing, because they do not keep your word. Consider how I love your precepts, O Lord. Give me life according to your loving devotion. The entirety of your word is truth, and all your righteous judgments endure forever. Rulers persecute me without cause, but my heart fears only your word. I rejoice in your promise like one who finds great spoil. I hate and abhor falsehood, but your law I love. 7 times a day I praise you for your righteous judgments. Abundant peace belongs to those who love your law. Nothing can make them stumble. I wait for your salvation, O Lord, and I carry out your commandments. I obey your testimonies and love them greatly. I obey your precepts and your testimonies, for all my ways are before you. May my cry come before you, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. May my plea come before you. Rescue me according to your promise. My lips pour forth praise, for you teach me your statutes. My tongue sings of your word, for all your commandments are righteous. May your hand be ready to help me, for I have chosen your precepts. I long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight. Let me live to praise you. May your judgments sustain me. I have strayed like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I have not forgotten your commandments.